Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Freezing conditions across parts of the viewing area this morning. I'll show you how cold it will be when you head out the door.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. Harnett County deputies issuing an Ashanti alert, a missing persons alert. All the information you need to know to help deputies find this 22-year-old young woman.
And breaking news we're following this morning. A house in Raleigh goes up in flames. Fire crews just cleared that scene within the past 90 minutes.
And Duke joining NC State and UNC in the Sweet 16. The Blue Devils' big win yesterday means all three Triangle teams have made it to this stage of the tournament for the first time in almost a decade. So exciting. It's just incredible. NC State's game going into overtime, making everybody, you know, on the edge of their seats on Saturday. Oh, my goodness. It was so exciting. We'll talk about all of that coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of the early portion of your Monday here as we get rolling. Boy, they were rolling with three-point baskets. We got three teams still alive in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully your brackets are still kind of together there. But we have a chilly start here as we get our Monday going. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Freeze concerns out there.
Yes, so the dark purple area is where we have a freeze warning. That's most of the viewing area. And then a frost advisory in some of our southern counties. The main thing is farmers are out there working to protect crops like strawberries. Strawberries in the spring are one of my very favorite things. So thank you very much to the farmers who are protecting those crops against those cold temperatures. Kelsey Coffey's out in the field talking about what they're doing. We do have Lake Gaston looking absolutely gorgeous this morning. The moon is full. There's just a little bit of cloud cover out there. Our temperature in the triangle is 35. Our winds are light currently in the triangle. It's 32 in Goldsboro, 37 Fayetteville, 31 in Southern Pines, 30 in Roxboro, 31 in South Hill. We do have a smattering of freezing temperatures. I'm going to show you a few more towns coming up in just a few minutes. So a little bit of a wind chill. It feels like 25 in South Hill, 28 in Rocky Mount, and 26 in Southern Pines. So those winter coats are going to feel pretty good this morning. Our skies are mostly clear, so the top of the tower is lit in blue, and it's a cold start. We don't hit the 40s until around 10 a.m., but once we do, it's a fast warm-up with a wind shift to southerly, bringing the warm temperatures back in. The next thing is a good bit of rain for Wednesday and Thursday. I'll show you how much we could see coming up. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader this morning, Monday 6:01 right now for you. And we do have one thing out there on the roadway that we are looking at. It is a earlier hit-and-run investigation. Police might still be out there in the area of Newbern Avenue near New Hope Road. Not seeing any delays on the sensors, but right now, just keep that in mind if you have to use Newbern Avenue this morning. 440 at Capitol Boulevard, that's our live look here. And we have a few cars going in both directions, but we are smooth sailing so far this morning. We'll continue to keep you updated.
Thanks, Brett. And as Elizabeth mentioned, it is cold out there this morning. You want to bundle up before you head out the door. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is outside Page Farms. It's near Briar Creek. And Kelsey, these farmers, they're going to have some extra work to do this morning because of that cold.
Jeff, this morning, farmers already have been walking around the field just to assess their crops. They're trying to protect them from these freezing temperatures. So you may be able to notice white flowers here behind me. These will eventually become strawberries. Take a look at this video from when the weather was much warmer. The owner of Page Farms, Danny Page, says they will spray the field with water this morning, which may sound backwards, but they're hoping the ice will freeze and keep the crops at a steady 32 degrees. When temperatures fall into the upper 20s, it causes severe damage to blooms. Page says the warmer weather we've had recently caused some of his crops to bloom early. Today's cold weather is a potential threat.
Now we're probably 15 or 20%, and you know, if you lose 20% of your crop, that's a big part of the income.
And that's definitely a potential problem for these farmers. Page says that they're hoping that their strawberries will bloom next week, and then they'll be open to the public on April 10th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. Harnett County Sheriff's Office issuing a missing persons alert. Take a look at your screen so we can show you exactly who we're talking about here. Deputies are looking for 22-year-old Jessie Nicole Cunius. Deputies say she was kidnapped and is believed to be in danger. Now take a look at your screen again. Here's some more information that could help you locate Cunius. She's 5'3", 160 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was last seen on Silas Moore Road in Benson. Here's a description of the car she was last seen in as well. It's a black 2018 Honda Civic LX with license tag KCN2043, KCN2043. If you have any information that could help deputies locate Cuneus, you're asked to give them a call.
All right. Thank you, Ken. And in the last 90 minutes, crews cleared the scene of a house fire in Raleigh that broke out this morning at a home on Granite Street near South Saunders Street. Nick Perlin was there on the WRAL Breaking News Tracker as crews worked to clear that scene.
I'm Nick Perlin in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where a home in Raleigh caught fire early Monday morning, causing firefighters to work hours to try and put it out. The fire happened on Granite Street near South Saunders Street. You can see firefighters here inside the home spraying water to put out the fire. You can also see major damage to the roof of the home, as well as the front door and window. Firefighters on scene tell me the home was vacant and they're still trying to look for the owner. Firefighters are also still trying to figure out what caused the fire. Luckily, nobody was hurt. In the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, I'm Nick Perlin reporting in Raleigh.
A man with a gun is still on the run this morning, hours after escaping an arrest in Raleigh. During a struggle to escape, a police officer fired a weapon. And this happened in the area of Greencastle Townhomes off New Hope Church Road, just after 11 Sunday morning. When police tried to arrest that man, there was a struggle and that man started to run. The preliminary investigation found the officer fired during this exchange. No one was injured, but the bullet holes could be seen in buildings and cars nearby. Raleigh police want you to stay aware and report anything suspicious to them.
Today, NC State will host its first webinar on Poe Hall. The university closed the building last fall after concerns of heightened rates of cancer in people who worked or studied in that building. In November, testing confirmed that high levels of cancer-causing chemicals, PCBs, inside. PCBs can cause a wide variety of health issues like respiratory problems, cancers, even developmental issues in children. And since the building closed, WREL's Five on Your Side has independently confirmed 152 cases of cancer in people who worked or studied inside Poe Hall. WREL began collecting the reports after NC State said it had no plans to keep records of illnesses and cancers in people who spent time there. In an exclusive interview with Chancellor Randy Woodson, he told WREL's Kelly Arthur that the university will not be able to respond to specific health questions until more building testing is done.
And there's so much anxiety around the fact of, was I exposed? Am I going to get sick?
And we're working on it as quickly as we can.
And the chancellor says testing should be complete by the end of April. The meeting is only open to students and staff, but will be put online later. We'll provide updates on what's discussed on air and online.
Well, the first time since 2015, all three Triangle ACC men's basketball teams are headed to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. And we now know, because of a late game last night, who Duke will play. It's the one seed Houston Cougars advancing. It was a thrilling overtime win late last night over Texas A&M. The Blue Devils will face the Cougs on Friday night, 9:40 in Dallas. And if Duke wins and NC State wins their Sweet 16 game, they would play each other in the Elite Eight. WRL's Casey Hintz has a look at Duke's big win over James Madison that got them there and the matchups NC State and UNC face in the round of 16.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everyone. As of yesterday afternoon, we already had two teams headed to the Sweet 16. Duke trying to make it a clean sweep, but they were taking on a 12-seeded James Madison team who had already upset Wisconsin two nights earlier. A lot of people thought that could happen to the Blue Devils if they're not careful, but 4-seeded Duke not having any of that. Let's get you up to Brooklyn and take a look at some of the highlights. A big reason why was because of freshman Jared McCain. His first NCAA tournament, he looked like a veteran out there just chucking up threes. He had six in the first half. 22 points heading into the half. Four players in double figures, including that guy, Kyle Filipowski. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. But oh boy, McCain, have a night. He had 8 triples. That sets a record for Duke for most three-pointers in the NCAA tournament. So impressive. He finishes with 30 points on the night. Duke throttles James Madison. They're headed to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time since 2018, but the first under head coach John Shire.
I thought it was one of the best passing games we've had. You know, 22 assists and 6 turnovers. They're top 20 in the country with turning you over. And obviously we're going to enjoy this one, celebrate it today, and find out quickly who we're playing, and can't wait to go to Dallas.
It's the best feeling in the world when you know the work you put in is showing up on the court, especially in such a big game like this, to go to the Sweet 16. For these types of games, you just want to win, and I want to do everything I can to win. And tonight, if that was making shots, making threes, and then that's what it was. So I'm just grateful to even have this opportunity to go to the Sweet 16.
So Duke will be playing that late game Friday in Dallas. Before them will be NC State. The Pack playing Marquette in the Sweet 16. Like I said, also in Dallas, that game is set for 7:09 p.m. Then UNC will play Alabama on Thursday in Los Angeles. That game is set for 9:40 p.m. Eastern time, of course. And WRL's Pat Welter will be out in L.A. and Chris Lee in Dallas. Our live coverage starts on Wednesday. But boy, we got a lot going on in the women's tournament. NC State, a big game here later this afternoon, taking on 6th-seeded Tennessee. This is going to be a game full of talent. Should be a good one. We'll be out there also with coverage and highlights coming up later on tonight on WREL. But for now, I'll send it back to you guys.
10 after 6 right now. Rescue crews in Los Angeles go to dramatic lengths to rescue this woman out of rushing water there. The moment they were able to pull her to safety after that river swept her away.
And cruise ship passengers in the Caribbean got more than they bargained for when a fire broke out on the ship there. How the captain changed the ship's route to try and help put that fire out.
And a cold start this morning, but nice mild temperatures for the next few days. Wednesday and Thursday, though, look wet. I'll show you how much rain we could see coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And a cold start this morning. Most of our counties under a freeze warning. Definitely seeing some spots down around 30 degrees, 32 degrees. And then our southern counties of frost advisory. So no matter where you are, it's going to feel much better to have the winter coat on this morning. But take a live look at Chapel Hill. Nobody really out and about walking around on Franklin Street, but skies are clear. And we're definitely looking at some cold temperatures. 32 in Lewisburg right now. It's 33 in Tarboro, 37 in Fayetteville, 35 Irwin, 31 in South Hill. And right now it's 31 in Southern Pines as well. Dog walking forecast. Definitely want your winter coat as you head out the door. But, you know, by lunchtime, we'll be in the mid-50s. We saw highs in the 50s yesterday. We climb on past that into the mid-60s this afternoon. So feeling a bit more comfortable. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. And I am keeping an eye on New Bern Avenue and New Hope Road. Earlier hit and run investigation might still be out there. Look out for some police lights, but not seeing any delays on the sensors. Around the rest of Raleigh right now, all of our major routes delay free across the board. That's good news. Over in Durham, we're seeing the same thing here this morning in the 6 o'clock hour. No delays coming in or out of Durham right now. Got a live look for you at I-40 at I-885, the Durham Freeway. Traffic flowing in both directions right now. We'll continue to keep you updated this morning.
Dramatic video from Los Angeles shows crews rescuing a woman who fell into a river as a spring storm was battering that region. You can see rescuers used a helicopter to pull that woman from the Los Angeles River after she was swept away. A rescuer was able to grab onto that woman and lift her out to safety. She was taken to a hospital and treated for hypothermia and other minor injuries.
And this morning, we'll get a better idea of how Way County plans to spend your tax money in the coming year. The County Commission will meet this morning to talk about the budget for fiscal year 2025. They'll also talk about the county's strategic plan through 2029. And that meeting gets started at 9 o'clock this morning.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth an estimated $800 million, the sixth largest top prize in the history of the game. And you can watch the drawing here on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news. If $800 million doesn't make it for you? How about $1.1 billion? Another Mega Millions drawing came and went Saturday night without a big winner. That pushed the jackpot over $1 billion for just the sixth time ever. So your next chance to be a billionaire, tomorrow night with the drawing that we will have on WRAL live at 11 o'clock.
A Carnival cruise ship will set sail for a new voyage today after some scary moments on board over the weekend. Take a look at this video. An exhaust funnel on the Carnival Freedom ship caught fire during a voyage near the Bahamas. The captain piloted the ship into heavy rain in the area to try and help knock that fire down. Crews were able to extinguish the fire about 2 hours later. Two crew members were treated for minor smoke inhalation, but no passengers were hurt. Thank goodness. That's a scary situation.
What a scene that is. 6:17 the time as we get our Monday rolling here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. It's cold out there. There are some concerns. We talked about the farmers out there and their crops. But just folks, remember to take a jacket this morning.
Yeah, Kelsey Coffee is out there in the field showing us what the farmers are doing to protect those strawberries. And that's one of my favorite parts of spring. And, you know, it's going to be soon, I think 2 weeks before they start opening up the pick-it-yourself locations. In Goldsboro this morning, we're just starting to see a little hint of daylight there. Taking a live look at Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, that's our newsroom there in Fayetteville. There's that pretty moon out there. Skies are mostly clear this morning, and the moon is full. Looks absolutely gorgeous. It was so pretty at the end of last week, and we'll be able to enjoy it for most of this week. Now, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be wet, so we're not likely to see a whole lot of sun or moon Wednesday or Thursday. And this is going to be a really potent system. It's going to grab up a lot of moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and push it our way. We could see several inches of rain with this, with 2 days worth. And it is bringing some showers and storms across parts of the Midwest and some snow from Denver on up toward Minneapolis. So it's going to be a potent system. We'll move ahead to 5 o'clock on Tuesday. It looks like we'll probably stay dry with some sunshine on Tuesday, but then we'll start to see the front moving in. And this front's just going to be a slow mover for us. We're likely to see some rain during the morning commute and the evening commute on Wednesday. And then the cold front slides to the coast and stalls. And we're going to see a low pressure system riding along it. And that's what's likely to bring the heavier rain. The rainfall that we see Thursday is where we're likely really added up. By lunchtime, we're still seeing a good bit of rain, but into the afternoon it starts to pull away, and then it is going to leave us with a nice clear weekend for Easter, which is just wonderful. This is Wednesday morning. This is the high resolution model, so we get a little more detail here, and you can see Wednesday morning some scattered rain from Raleigh westward, probably some impacts to the morning commute there, and we'll continue to watch this as we get into the next couple of days. Some scattered showers for us on Wednesday, and then some of that heavier rain comes along on Thursday. So total, looking at an inch to 2 inches, but I'll tell you, this is actually a more conservative look at how much rain. Some of the models want to bring us maybe 3 to 5 inches of rain in some places. So we're going 60% Wednesday, 80% on Thursday. I'm probably going to bump that up just a little bit. Once all this moves out, we dry out and start to warm up. It's going to be a chilly, wet day for us on Thursday, but in the mid-60s on Friday, and Easter weekend looks fantastic. Temperatures in the mid-70s, and for Easter sunrise, looking at a temperature around 50 degrees.
Let's take a look at traffic now. Thanks, Elizabeth. And we are going to start with our live camera here at I-540 at Falls of Neuse Road. You see traffic flowing in both directions. That's what we're seeing across the triangle this morning. Good news there on the roads. If you're heading out the door to get to work, I'm not seeing any delays, which is really good. We have a earlier hit and run that's on Newbern Avenue near New Hope Road. There might be some police officers still out there working that investigation, but I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors, which is good news. Coming in from I-40 in Johnson County area, no delays on the sensors right there near the Clayton Bypass either. I'm going to continue to keep an eye on that and some other normal trouble spots and keep you updated.
All right, Brett, thanks. Former President Donald Trump is facing a major legal deadline today. What's at risk in a New York court as he faces a nearly half a billion dollars in bond?
As you're watching UNC's Sweet 16 matchup, you may see an opposing player's mom on your screen a lot. The attention she's getting for how she supports her son, that's coming up in What's Trending.
And as we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
So UNC basketball play Alabama in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament coming up.
Yeah, and one Alabama player's mom will be getting a lot of attention in the crowd for that game. Check this out. LaMika Sears mimics her son Mark's free throw technique from the crowd while he shoots. And the TV cameras were on her multiple times as she did it during the first two rounds. In a post to Facebook, LaMika says she's been doing this at her son's game since he was three as a show of support for him. Mom is out there supporting her son.
So there's going to be some camera time spent on that for certain, because now it's a thing. If you're a UNC Tar Heel fan and you don't want to see this happen, don't foul the guy. But he shot 11 free throws in his first round game and 6 in his second round game.
Wow.
So the guy gets to the line a little bit, so we're going to see that.
Yeah.
New Ghostbusters movie's big hit at the box office. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire brought in more than $45 million in ticket sales. That's an opening weekend for it. It pushes the Ghostbusters franchise over $1 billion for all 5 movies combined.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's the 5th installment. It did better than expected. They knew it would do well, but it did even better than they thought it would. It got a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I think some people like it and some people.
It's kind of
So we'll see.
But it's already matched what it did for its last release, the last Ghostbusters movie. Yeah. People aren't tired of it yet.
Not too bad. All right, well, hundreds of people packed Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, all with the same purpose, to fight cancer. The Running Over Cancer race was organized by a team of high schoolers hoping to raise awareness and funds for research. And students from Ravenscroft School raised more than $90,000 for this year's 5K. Since the annual event began in 2012, students have managed to raise more than $1 million for the American Cancer Society.
This morning's cold weather is a threat to farmers. Coming up, why one Raleigh farmer says he could lose up to 20% of his crop.
And those cold temperatures will be with us for a few more hours, but a big warm-up comes this afternoon. We're in the mid-50s at lunchtime. We climb into the mid-60s. I'll show you when we have some rain to cool things back down. Coming up.